Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys over at the 6-Minute Webinar. And ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat today. Let me share with you very quickly how I feel about the 6-Minute Webinar and our guest, Mr. Aaron Hymus, who is the president of the E360 TV. If you are a business owner, or if you have I don't care if it's brick and mortar, I don't care if it's a online business, I don't care if you're an author or speaker or whatever, you need the 6-Minute Webinar to be able to share who you are, what you do for your ideal clients, and you need to get your word out. And this is a solid 1-2 punch, and you're in, like I say, today we're going to share a lot of great information for you, so be sure and take notes, be sure and share our show with others. Today, I'm joined by the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar, Mr. 6-Minute Webinar, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is the honorary host here on the Tokenet radio station. And Mr. Bill, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here again today. We're going to have a really exciting show. The 6-Minute Webinar, you know, we're going to be doing another boot camp December 12th. We'll be getting the information out about that. But we've just finished our second one a week ago. When was it? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun. But, you know, what's amazing, Jim, we've done pilot groups where we've tested this new technology. And then in September, we did a boot camp. A 3-hour boot camp on the 6-Minute Webinar. Mm-hmm. And we did another one in October. Mm-hmm. And in those two boot camps combined, we had a total of about 80 people attend, both of them. But do you know what's amazing? No one left the boot camp. It was 3 hours long, and they all wanted more.
Yeah.
Because they're learning so much about how to speak to their perfect customer. It's really been quite an experience. It's been really exciting.
It really is, because during that first boot camp, I was thinking, me being a former instructor in the military, I'm thinking, my goodness, 3 hours straight and no bio breaks or anything. We're going to have some people dropping out like flies. But when Don wrapped that up, Don McGrath, he's the co-founder of the 6-Minute Webinar. He's my partner. And in fact, me and Bill and all of us, we're family. That's who we are. That's the way we rock and roll. And it's all about networking. That's what Mr. Aaron's here with us today. We're all going to be networking together. But my point being is that when Don got ready to wrap up that show, 2 minutes after the 3 hours, it was a couple of ladies says, wait a minute, we're not done yet. They wanted more, because that's what the 6-Minute Webinar does. And it's really amazing because of the fact that you can actually focus in on one thing that you do, one problem you solve. Because if you got weight loss program or products or something like that, the people who are interested in losing weight, that's the only thing they want to hear from you. It's what problem you solve, how you do it, and it has a call to action all within 6 minutes. And that little webinar, I tell people all the time, it's a 24/7 ready, Freddy salesperson for you, because it repels all the people that you cannot help, and it attracts the people who want to talk to you. That's one of the best ways I can describe that. Would you agree with that, Bill?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the most surprising things to me is everyone that's been through our boot camp, this has profoundly changed their business. Because it's given them a much tighter, more intimate view on the benefits that they solve for people as they speak to just one specific client who has one particular problem. Mm-hmm. We've always in the past used the shotgun approach, doing too much educating, long webinars, you know, boring, people don't stay, they don't get the results. And boy, when you narrow it down to 6 minutes, you need to be very, very specific. It's really quite a process to go through, Jim. So we're looking forward to doing our next boot camp in December.
It really is, ladies and gentlemen. And we're taking a little bit more time than we normally do on explaining about the benefit of the 6-minute webinar, because if you have a business, or if you have a brick and mortar business, online business, whatever it is, and you're struggling with clients, the 6-minute webinar is for you. And I'm joined today also by Donna Guinoy. Donna, she's one of the members of the 6-minute webinar series. She was on the pilot program, and we've been working together with her. She's been a co-host on this show. I was a co-host on her show. We had Marty Haggard on. And I guess together, Donna, you and I just kind of like co-host together, don't we, sis?
Yes, we do. We just co-host right along.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Her mic is not real good today, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for that. But today, you're in for a treat, because in addition to having the 6-minute webinar information here at your fingertips, that website is 6minutewebinar.com. We have Mr. Aaron Hymas. He is the president of E360TV.com. Mr. Aaron Hymas, welcome to the show, my man.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Jim. And thank you, Bill, and thank you, Donna. Humbled to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one of the comments that I've heard you make, or you've sent in the information, you said the world is flat in media with E360TV. Would you share that with us, sir?
Sure. Well, you know, the thing is there has always been a bit of a hierarchy when it comes to media, and also the cost to have a regular show can be cost prohibitive for a lot mm-hmm. of people. A 13-part series and then getting the distribution and the marketing on top of that, bare bones, you're looking at $30,000. And that's with a skeleton crew and an average editor. So what we wanted to do is put together a platform that was made for independent creators and create the environment where they could not only be continuously making new content, but better position themselves to position because of having the distribution that is now there is required. It's not just about producing content. That those days have long passed. Now it's about that mm-hmm. you need distribution on top of that. You have to be where audiences are, which is now across streaming services. So, you know, mm-hmm. your iOS, your Roku's, you know, all those different devices and stuff, so very important. But then you also want to be able to utilize social networks because, you know, love them or hate them, they have great marketing tools mm-hmm. to be able to reach, to help grow your audiences. So we kind of smashed all those pieces together. And at the end of Q1 of this year, we rolled out our live program, which is where we basically give people those top to bottom, everything they need to be able to access those audiences on a much, much bigger scale with the production quality that the audiences are expecting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, being able to tie both of the technologies together, the technology that Bill and Mr. Don McGrath came up with, we call him Dandy Don here because he's a dandy guy. And best way I describe Don to people is that he's the friend that you've never met. But being able to tie that 6-minute webinar to get your message out to your client and then take advantage of the E360TV distribution center. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I think you can afford it because, you know, all of us have spent thousands of dollars on Google Ads and we're still waiting for the cash register to ring. You know what I mean? So if you've been like that, I mean, this is a very practical, a very affordable way for you to get your message out in a very clear and precise message to millions of people around the world with just one click. Aaron, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a little tedious getting it all to work the correct way. But once we were able to put all these pieces in place, we figured out quickly about how powerful it was. And it's kind of like every theory that we had of what would result for content providers, and what it would do for them and what it would do for the audience. I mean, all the boxes are getting checked. It's just, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
It really is. And we come back from a break. We got like about a couple minutes before we go to commercial, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to talk more about how we became involved with it. And it was actually the brainchild of Mr. Bill Heinrich. I got to give a shout out to Bill because back on March the 18th of this year, we were all in lockdown. We were all, you know, kind of like, we don't know what's going on with this virus. The only thing we knew is that we were scared of it and we didn't want any part of it. So staying home was a wonderful option. And Don and I, we came together with the executive training directors, and we were just kind of like having a brainstorm there. What can we do? A mastermind. And Bill just popped up and says, hey, why don't we put on a webinar series? We know a lot of speakers and call it Messages of Inspiration and Hope and Support. That's what we did. We've had several hundreds of speakers on there from that day forward because we were doing it 5 days a week, three people a day, and we were cranking them out. And Mr. Bill, I want to give a shout out to you and say thank you for that, because that is what created the energy and it introduced us to E360 TV. Mr. Bill, I just want to say thank you and let you take us out the tunes there, brother. Bill, are you there? You're muted. Your mic is,
sorry,
there you go.
Sorry,
that's okay.
About that. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Jim. I want to say, you said thank you, and I want to say you're welcome. But the truth of the matter is it was a collaboration of the team at Speakers Pathway. And it's really exciting. But we'll talk more about that right when we get back from break.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Notice that no matter how carefully you put the Christmas lights away, they still come out all kringle-crangled and jitterty-jitterty the next year. Christmas tree lights were invented in 1882 by Thomas Edison, and by 1900, these miniature versions of his electric light bulb were being advertised to the public. In 1895, Grover Cleveland proudly sponsored the first electrically lit Christmas tree in the White House, featuring more than 100 multicolored lights. By the next Christmas, members of high society were hosting flambustious Christmas tree parties. Of course, in those early days, the services of a wireman had to be obtained, as many people had considered electricity as a bit of a bugaboo. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And I'll tell you right now, we're really enjoying this wonderful show. We hope you're enjoying it, too, because of all the great infotainment and information we're sharing with you. And I'd just like to share very briefly how all this came together for us to meet Aaron, become part of the E360 TV network, become part of the family. And it all started back as we were talking about right before the break on March the 18th. We were looking for answers on what we can do. We came together, and just because we gave from the heart, the messages of inspiration and hope, that little webinar series that we were using Zoom, we were doing Facebook Lives, and that was it. It created its own heartbeat, its own energy, and it just flourished from there. And it's actually introduced us to Aaron Hymas at E360 TV. He's the president of it, E360TV.com. I'll get my tongue going here in a minute. But that's how it came about. And Donna, you and I, we're going to be doing the E360 on E360 TV. We're going to be doing the Message of Inspiration Hope guest VIP day on Thursdays. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, it is. And we are so excited to bring this show to E360 TV and everybody out there.
You're absolutely correct. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got Forbes Riley, we got Marty Haggard, and we got a couple other people that we're talking to that's pretty interesting being there. These are high-profile people. They're well-known. And we're going to be promoting all the other speakers on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're going to have two speakers per day or two guests per day we're going to be interviewing. We're going to be promoting all of them together on the same ticket because that's what we do here. We're all about family. We're all about networking. And I'm going to bring Bill Heinrich in and ask Bill to talk a little bit about how important it is to have clarity in your mission.
Well, it's, life is only about clarity. It's all we're ever looking for is more clarity. Whenever there's a disturbance, there's absence of information and fear of loss typically going on, Jim. So being really clear and specific is very, very important. And that's why the 6-minute webinar, this new technology has been so successful. And I want to ask Aaron about how people access E360 TV, Aaron.
Sure.
How do people access your shows?
Well, any of the different platforms. So our publishing ends, our distribution includes E360TV.com. Then we have the apps on iOS, Android, and then on connected TVs, which is Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Android TV. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, then we also then distribute the content also to social platforms. So we also distribute to Facebook. We can do Periscope. Not a lot of people opt for Periscope. It's not as popular. We could do Twitch and then YouTube. So we do all those simultaneously when it comes to the content.
So, Aaron, it's pretty amazing to me the fluidity and the flow of the way this whole change in media is happening. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what I like about it, especially when it comes to the response from the audience. And I'm not an anti mainstream media guy. Okay. That's not my platform. But I think that people get kind of sick of the talking heads of talking about what people are thinking versus actually going to the people and finding out what they're actually thinking, and I think it's almost like a peer to peer type of content, which is incredibly valuable. Mm-hmm. It's for the audience to give them a different experience and always giving them new content. We're clocking out, I think, about 70 new shows per week, and so you have a ton of content and different perspectives that are going out in a mass way. And for the audience, that's nice because it keeps it different, and it's also It's always relevant content. What's happening in the world today versus watching reruns of what, you know, could have happened or talking about theories about what people, again, in their households are thinking. Why don't we go to those people and actually just talk to them and get their perspectives? And I would say one more thing is that, you know, all of our content is 56 minutes long. That's our time slots. And so we like the long form of content so people don't have to rush through their thoughts and stuff. Now, it's important, of course, that you segment it. You have those things, you know, those pieces in there because, you know, people get bored. But at the same time, you want to give people to have the entire thought process go through, not just, you know, quick, you know, bam, 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 going in like a TikTok type of content.
Right.
Yeah, so, you're exactly. Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to ask what kind of projections and what you're seeing for viewership and what your projections are coming up with E360 TV as far as the size of the audience is concerned.
Sure. So we, you know, we've been around for a couple years now. So we've been, I think it was 2017 is actually when we launched. We were only video on demand at that point. So we've been building our audiences for quite a while before we did the live. And we sat around, you know, 250,000, you know, on a regular basis back then. And then we would, of course, you'd get your, you know, you'd have a new release or something like that. So we might pop over 1 million. And then, you know, it'd fluctuate, of course. As it goes, but now we're sitting pretty much steady at right around average of 400,000 viewers per month, and that has been upticking then since the beginning of the year, being that we're bringing on more and more content, because everyone we're always marketing E360 TV. Of course, we're utilizing the content that's on E360 TV to, you know, as the assets, you know, for that marketing. But then you also have every single host is also marketing their show on E360 TV. Mm-hmm. So you get a bit of an economies of scale, you know, with that type of model. So, and as you guys will quickly find out coming on the network, is that the host and stuff and everyone that's involved, no one's in competition with each other. Everyone's got their own time slot, you know, and everyone's got their different platforms and value that they're putting out to their audience. And so you have this real, like, camaraderie when it comes to sharing best practices, whether it's for production aspects or whether it's, you know, the content in itself, how to get – you know, better interviews, you know, better stars, or on the marketing aspect. So everyone's kind of bringing in all those different pieces from their perspectives because everyone's got their value adds that they bring into the mix.
That's a wonderful opportunity there. And that, when you told me about that, that really excited me because that's exactly what we do. Because whenever you have a mastermind type of situation there that has a family type environment, I mean, when you introduced us to your private group, I mean, everybody just reached out to me and Donna and Tamara and just, hey, we're glad to have you guys. Welcome aboard. And so excited and all that. Made me feel right at home. And Donna, that's what everyone needs, because everyone needs to have a home where they can go to get good advice from the heart, get good help from the heart. That's what we do here. That's what you do. That's what Aaron and his group does. And it's just one big family. And I know there's someone out there listening, Donna, and they're saying, wow, I'd love to have someone that's got my back. That's very important, isn't it, Donna?
It really truly is. Everybody wants a place to come home to and a place to feel safe and learn from.
You're absolutely correct. And I was just simply blown away with the E360 TV network, the people they're associated with. And the thing I like about them is that they're just real down-to-earth people just like us. And, Bill, we're really looking forward to having a long-term business relationship with E360 TV and Aaron and everything that we're doing. I tell you, it's a wonderful opportunity, isn't it, Bill?
It's really, really exciting. So, and Aaron, why don't you share with our audience how people might get a hold of you, if they, your website, how they could contact you, if they had an interest in having a show or want more information about E360.
Yeah, a couple different ways. Just to look at information, just to like to start with, a good spot is e360tv.com/live, L-I-V-E. And then that will bring them into the, to where they can see, because, you know, we do individual shows. Now we've been doing a lot of events also now. In fact, we got a big one next week, and we, you know, anyways, so that's been, so that kind of is a starting point. And then from there, you know, it is not a, it's always a conversation that we have to have before yeah. anyone goes live with us, because it's a long haul thing, you know, and not mm-hmm. everyone's a fit for this.
Right.
And so they can always email me at Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at e360tv.com. And that's a great starting point also, is just, let's schedule a time to chat and, you know, get into the weeds, if you will, you know, about what's all involved.
And what sort of events are you doing? That's
your, well, that's we've been doing a lot of, so we've been partnering up. Our first major partner was the National Space Society. So National Space Society is a big nonprofit, that it's kind of the nonprofit side of like NASA and such. But that's also now led to Explore Mars and other things. So our first event was called A Day in Space. It was 8 hours long. We had Buzz Aldrin on there. We had, I mean, we had some amazing content.
Wow.
And we, yeah. we, and that was in with partnership with space.com. So we live streamed that, and we had 50,000 live viewers during that. We did not do video on demand until at least a month afterwards. So it was a big success. And then we're doing another one of their events coming up here. But it's a lot of been space because of the my partner in this, who name is Aggie. She does a lot of events for that entire, you know.
She's sphere. Associated with that.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to head yep. to break in just a couple seconds here. But I want to hear more about these events when we come back. This is really fascinating
sure,
to,
yeah.
to hear how you're building
yeah,
it out.
Love to.
We'll be back in just a moment.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Did you know that many prospective college students work under the management of handlers? A tutor helps with SAT preparation, while a consultant concocts the perfect resume to present to colleges. They say the closest people ever come to perfection is on their resume. But college admission staffs aren't so bubbleable. That means gullible when it comes to sorting out students' qualifications. What's another word for a person with enough education to go to college? A tancum. The graduation cap was initially a hood and is believed to date back to the Celtic times, when Druid priests wore capes and hoods to symbolize their intelligence.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys over at the 6-Minute Webinar, SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And I'm joined today by Mr. Aaron Hymas. He's the president of E360 TV. And Donna Guinwa is with us today. She's going to be co-hosting the show with me. She's my co-host. I'll be her co-host. So together, we're just kind of like co-hosts alone. We're going to be doing the messages of inspiration and hope on Thursdays for the guest VIP. And we're really excited about that. Donna, I know I'm looking forward to that because you and I, we've worked together a couple of times and we have great chemistry. Would you agree with that, young lady?
Oh, absolutely. We do. And we have a lot of fun and bring a lot of entertainment to the show.
Oh, we certainly do. We certainly do. Right before the break, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about events. And this is something that's very, very important. And Aaron is going to be, you know, Bill, Aaron was sharing with us, he's going to be doing some kind of a hybrid event. Is that correct, sir?
Well, I was going to ask about that. Yeah, I wanted to hear about that. And you know, what comes to mind for me, Aaron, is I'd like to hear a little bit about the direction that media is going. Speak to the general public, to the guy out there, the woman out there. You know, they still have the whatever cable company coming into their TV, yeah. Right? Yeah. And yeah. You know, I'm someone, mind you, who remembers when the first TVs were brought out, the very first television set. Believe it or not, it wasn't that. It wasn't that long ago. I'm not that old in some people's eyes, and so what's happening?
Well, there's a couple of there's
the couch potatoes out there, so to speak.
Well, it's been viewing habits. The viewing habits of people have been changing, and the trends are not changing up. I mean, people are leaving cable, and you know, cable, of course, when you work with anyone from cable, it's kind of like they're stuck in time. They really like the way they do it, and they want to change it. And of course, they do have masses. They do, you know, and that's why, you know, but it's getting harder and harder for them not to to conform to what's going on. But while that's happening, it's become kind of a Wild West when it comes to media. Because, you know, with the OTT, which is over-the-top television, opening up, and that's all the streaming services, all of a sudden that opened up a lot more avenues for people to be able to, broadcast or, you know, stream different type of content to these audiences because that's where they're at. They like their apps. You know, it's, you know, per household, I think it's an average of 3 to 4 apps that people are paying for. Whether it's Netflix or whatever, maybe we're all free, ad-free type of platform. But the audiences are, you know, moving that direction. At the same time, when it comes to your digital side, just so you're like your rabbit ears, you know, on your there's some tests that are happening right now in select markets that is now going to be opening up those. To a lot more channels also. So it's kind of what's happening is that people got so frustrated with trying to change the ways of the cable side that they said, screw this. You know what I mean? Let's, you know, we got the OTT side, which is, again, a little Wild West right now when it comes to things. But now on top of that, let's also open up this other side. And so it's audiences are basically they're skipping over. They're jumping over the cable, and they're either going to these like the digital television, you know, rabbit ears, if you will, and then or over to connected TV apps, and that's the spots where they're ingesting a lot of their content. And then, of course, you also have now you have social media platforms, and you have a ton of competition in that. And then on top of that, you have some could say this is a little bit of a monopoly, but and such. But you also now have places like Disney and other places that are trying to own the entire vertical. So everything from production to the distribution to the monetization, mm-hmm. the whole nine yards and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and that's mm-hmm. not really going to affect audiences, of course, as much. That's just something right. we've seen on our end. But it's but we have kind of we've settled in that spot where we just like doing the distribution and doing the distribution the right way and doing it, you know, doing that. And that's kind of our spot where we're sticking to. We don't get into as much of the production because it is, you know, between the time that it takes from you from your central focus to all these mm-hmm. other things, we just don't see the advantage as much. But yeah, that's kind of a, you know, 2000 foot level of what's been changing in the marketplace, for, when it comes to that. The other thing is when it comes to business people and such, you know, the COVID stuff, it really, we should have been always producing content. You know, content marketing is extremely powerful in reaching audiences because it's not a direct marketing. It's like, hey, I'm going to give you something of value. And by the way, I'm representing this brand. So it's a very powerful way to reach audiences and such. A lot of people were on the fence of whether to do that or not for a very long time. COVID hit and that fast forwarded things real fast.
Yes.
Yeah. All of a sudden you didn't have any option of, especially if you're brick and mortar. You know, your options suddenly disappeared really, really quickly. So now all of a sudden it came into point where I need to do content. I need to get that out there so I can get to these audiences and then hopefully then turn them into consumers. But that boat has sailed. Now it became to the point where, well, great, you can make content, but now you need distribution. You need mm-hmm. to get to those places.
It's because, all about distribution. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
It's you know, so what I'm seeing, Aaron, is as you're talking, is this convergence in technology with new perceptions because of COVID, because everybody now is working virtually. And when we add on top of that, Elon Musk putting up all of his satellites for his worldwide mm-hmm. internet network, we're going to be looking at a different world another year.
Elon is which was brilliant, by the way.
It's brilliant. Absolutely.
Total side note on that is that the entire reason for the satellites and stuff is that he built in his own monetization into his SpaceX program. Because one of the, of course, challenges with this entire thing is, okay, great, we can do all these cool things in space, but how do you monetize? Well, Elon was brilliant enough to say, well, I'm just going to put them all together. You know, I'll create this awesome rocket. I'll do it a third of the cost of others. And then on top of that, I'm going to go ahead and put up a entire internet service up in space, which is a brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. But once that happens, you know, there are going to be some changes on the tech side because of how you transport. Because one of the challenges that you're having is that you have so much streaming, you have so much live and stuff like
right.
that. It's a ton of data.
Right.
And so, you know, you have all this thing going on, these data centers that are around the world, and it's just a constant, you know, it's a constant work to keep up with the storage and the, you know, the transcode,
wow.
all these things that yeah. go along with it. Well, his stuff is going to be transmitting in a different, it's a newer type of tech, which is about half of the load of what is currently being used. So mm-hmm. again, that's another thing that's going to be, it's going to be kind of a game changer with that entire endeavor.
And when you look at that from E360 TV's perspective, the audience is going to exponentially grow over the next 12 to 24 months to a phenomenal number because of the internet service that'll be available.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
This
isn't like backwoods Montana. This is the entire world.
Well, and you have a lot of outreach and stuff that comes through the content marketing, which is a lot of live streaming, AstraZeneca, different companies and stuff like that. A lot of time what the people that they are focusing on are in rural and in mm-hmm. Like third world countries. Now those countries mm-hmm. are going to have service where I can talk out of my microphone and my cam and in 15 seconds, I can hit someone in Uganda, you know, with that messaging stuff. Extremely powerful. Again, the world is becoming extremely flat when it comes to media.
Right.
It's just another stepping stone.
So, Eden, how do you see this playing out? Like, what other events, the events you're doing are fascinating to me. Really fascinating.
Yeah, the events and like, so next week we have where we're actually incorporating, it's going to be a hybrid where it's going to be content that's already been recorded, but then also doing live Q&As and stuff with audience, actually bringing them on screen. So what we're trying to create is we're used to going into an auditorium and then there'd be a Q&A session and someone would be people running around with a microphone, right?
Yeah.
And then they put it in front of them and stuff and then they can ask a question. Well, that's been something that's a little bit been missing. And so what we're doing is that's why we're bringing these two pieces together. And we'll cross our fingers everything goes the way it goes to plan. We're in our final testing stages now. But it will bring in that same experience because it doesn't matter what happens. Everyone that does an event has to have a parallel. Well, if you're planning for a live event, you better have a plan going parallel to that of it being virtual because we just don't know what's going to be, you know, what's coming up and what's coming around the bend. So we want to be able to simulate that same type of environment because people love the engagement. They want to be a part of that content. We saw it with the NBA. They did their fan walls and stuff like that. That's a great idea. You know, I mean, bring the people into the event, even if they can't be there.
Yeah, so much is the change that has taken place so fast because of the pandemic of people now working virtually is going to have, who knows, it's going to have an amazing impact on the world. And I want to talk about that a little bit, Jim, when we get back from break. Is what's going on in that respect and how it's expanding. So we have another commercial break coming up here shortly. We'll see you right on the other side of the break.
Future is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Laughter was such good medicine, ancient Greek physicians sent their patients to visit comedians to be healed. In the 1300s, surgeon Henry D. Mondeville used to tell jokes to his patients in the recovery room. Dr. Mondeville must have been a bit of a witzel such. That's a person who tells jokes and no one ever laughs. We laugh 6 times more when in the company of another person than we do by ourselves, and 30 times more when we are in a group. Laughter isn't under our conscious control. If you've ever started cacinating at school, in church, or at a funeral, you know what I'm talking about. Cacinating is another word for uncontrollable laughter.
It's Marching Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar, SIXMinuteWebinar.com. If you're looking to grow your business and attract your ideal client to you, and you just want to be able to be very clear on what it is that you can do for them, the 6-Minute Webinar is what you need. And we were visiting during the break between Bill and Aaron and Don and myself. And, you know, it really has amazed us that the pandemic really forced us, you might say, or kicked us in the butt to get us going to create the Messages of Inspiration and Hope series. And we did that just doing it on Facebook Live and using Zoom like everyone, most people, or a lot of people were doing it back then. And because of that, our good friend, you know, I'll tell you right now, Tamara Hunter, she is a wonderful lady. She contacted me. She says, Jim, would you like me to introduce you, the show, Message of Inspiration and Hope, because she believed in it, to Aaron's, the people at E360 TV. And I said, well, I would really appreciate that. So that is how all of that came about. And trust me on this when I say this, I wasn't smart enough to figure that one out on my own. I know that Donna and Bill would agree with that. Am I right on that, Donna?
Yes. Yes, Tamara is absolutely amazing and has the biggest heart I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. And Bill, you know, the 6-Minute Webinar that came out of this as a result of what we were doing, that's where it got its it got its foothold originally back in Arizona and Phoenix at an event we put on. But it really just kind of like tapped you on the shoulder there. How did that all come about? Because you and Don were talking about what you could do with the Message of Inspiration and Hope or something like that. Would you share the story, please?
Well, you know, there's not much of a story to it. It really happened kind of like the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support. We were in a conversation working mm-hmm. on the 6-minute talks, and I said to Don, you know, Don, this would be an amazing webinar. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, just imagine delivering a webinar in 6 minutes where you got a message across so clear to someone, and it just kind of took off from there.
Yeah.
So we've been working on it ever since, and it's going very, very well. But I want to get back to Aaron, and I'm
sure.
trying to remember. I got pretty spaced out as literally talking about Elon Musk and where everything's going. And Aaron, I'd like to get back to that and hear more from you on what you see coming up with all of this, especially in the area of events. That's really fascinating. Like, that's going to be big.
Yeah, really, you know, I think what we learned, you know, on doing and helping people with a few events so far is that, you know, people just figured out that they could do a lot of work and do a lot of things and connecting and networking, just not getting on a plane every single time. So it kind of made, I know myself, I was like, well, you know, do I gobble up a whole half a day for travel when I can utilize that time to have 4 or 5 conversations, you know, that can help my business and everything moving forward? And I think with the events, it was kind of the same thing where, you know, you can touch so many more people utilizing the digital quantum verse or whatever you want to call it, you know, of being able to, you know, if you can get it out and you can distribute to all the places where people are going to be and you can actually go to them. But then on top of that, that gives you the marketing tools of that entire digital universe, and you can grab so many more people. We helped out that event for STEM. It was for, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And they said, well, look, we want to get 40,000 people. You know, that's our goal. We were able to get them 70,000 people, you know, because –
Wow.
Yeah, because you have, well, because it had, you know, one, it had some great names attached to it, had Amazon, had you know, a few different companies and stuff like that. That are that this was on the especially on the career side. These are college students looking to get into it. You know, they're coming up and graduating. They got to get a job. But we were able to target market those people, and that's but then make it ease of entry, if you will, of being able to access all that type of content, because now they don't have to get on a plane, turn on your computer and follow the prompts and you can have real life conversations with people about, you know, your next steps and stuff. So the thing is, the case in point is that physical events are always nice. I think there is that there's nothing like person to person contact, face to face, you know, you got your, you know, you can read people's, you know, not just what they're saying, but, you know, what their looks are and those kind of things, the
body language,
those cues. But at the same time, though, you know, there's an entire opportunity right there that you can take that same content, same concept, everything, a piece of that, parallel it to doing a virtual event at the same time, even if you still are going to have that physical in-person event. And that way you can... Again, you're duplicating your inventory. You know, when you look at content, it really is inventory, right? So you want to maximize that inventory as much as possible. And this is a way that you can do it. And the thing is, now it's crazy about the whole thing. It's not cost prohibitive. It's not insane like additional costs and stuff that are involved. It's very attainable, you know? So it makes sense, I think.
Oh, it certainly does. And what I love about E360 TV, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's very, very affordable. And it just go to e360tv.com/live, and all the information is there. And sit down and buckle your seatbelt before you click on that, because you're not going to believe what all you're going to get there for the value. You talk about a bang for the buck. It's more like a bang for the dime. I mean, it's because I was amazed at how affordable that it was. And I'm not going to tell you how much it is. I'm going to make you go there. I'm going to make you do some work, because that's very important, to have a little sweat equity in something. Bill, I tell you, those events really sound incredible, don't they, brother?
Well, you know, Jim, the beauty of this is that it's sounding to me like it's giving, quote unquote, we'll just say the average person, the opportunity to really get a strong message out to the world.
Oh, yeah.
And to really connect, you know, and there's information going to be available to people like never before because of E360. Is that true, Aaron?
Yeah, that was kind of that's a lot of the inspiration is we've always, so our founding principle of when we started E360 TV is we looked at the problem that there is a lot of amazing content, there's a lot of amazing storytellers and everything that are out there, and they never got a stage. You know, they got on YouTube, they got, which, you know, you're immediately buried within 30 seconds on YouTube because of how much content's going up there. Or same thing with Facebook or any of the different platforms and such. And they have their whole algorithms, and now, you know, Facebook's creating their own content, so they push other content out. And we saw that as a problem, and we saw that as not really fair. And so what we wanted to do is, for a nominal cost, is provide that bigger stage to those independent creators and storytellers. And that was what we set out to do. In the live aspect was just a – that was just like a – I mean, that projected things quickly, because, you know, now you have – they have more and more content that's going out, which is extremely important for the marketing aspects of a network. So, and the events was just the kind of icing on top of the entire thing, because our core focus is on individual hosts and the individual shows. I mean, that's what we enjoy the most, you know, it's most fun.
One of the things that I love about what you said, when we had our first conversation, Aaron, you were sharing with me how, you know, you can get information out. Your broadcast is available to millions of devices around the world. And, you know, someone could promote that their show is going to be live, and let people know. And people can actually watch your show on a big 65-inch screen TV. Holy moly.
In 1080p, so it's HD. Ooh, it's make sure that to do your hair really well that day. Make sure you don't have any boogers hanging out of your nose and stuff, because people can see everything.
Yeah. When he said boogers hanging out of the nose, he's probably thinking about me there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an old retired master sergeant, so he's a Navy guy, so he understands us, those Army guys. That's really amazing, though, isn't it, Bill? My goodness.
You know, it's just, you know, it's incredible. You're seeing the change in the world today because of technology like this.
Yeah.
Back when I was young and there was no internet, the people who had the information were the ones that controlled the game.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now we all have access to the information. And this is what's really revolutionizing and changing the world we live in today. And something like your E360 TV is really going to add to that, Aaron, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, there's so many different facets when it comes to how the changes are happening and you just, as entrepreneurs, you know, every challenge, we look for the opportunity, right? And mm-hmm. This is kind of opportunity upon opportunity is really what this is. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just this technology and all these things have just opened up the doors so much to mm-hmm. everyone. And it's just, it's still, I pinch myself of, you know, what is coming up, because, you know, we have our 2021, you know, of goals and such, and I can't share them, but it's, mm-hmm. it's again, it's technology driven. We're to get more and more eyeballs for these independent storytellers and creators.
Absolutely.
What's that?
You've leveled the playing field for everybody with everything that you offer.
That's it. Yeah. And a better position, especially the independent creators, better position them to be able to monetize their content, because they're not just doing Facebook. They're not just doing YouTube. Now they can say, I'm on a connected TV app since in 1080p.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a differentiator for them versus all the rest.
Right.
I want to close the show and simply say, Aaron, I want to personally thank you for inviting me on to join the E360 TV family. And ladies and gentlemen, all the information will be in the description of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much.